Our story begins in the Malone apartment. Raven and Mac are in the kitchen, and Raven is talking on the phone with Blake's new admin.
Sorry, Joanne, I haven't seen Blake all day. Have you talked to Matt? Well, maybe they're off somewhere together. I'm afraid I can't help you. Okay, no problem.
So, are you Blake's keeper now?
Joanne, his new admin, has been trying to track him down all afternoon, and he's nowhere to be found.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm sure he's off on some romantic getaway with Matt.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? Is there trouble in paradise?
Well...
Come on. If you know something, spill it.
I talked to Blake a while back, and he told me something pretty outrageous. And I didn't take it seriously, but it definitely made me wonder what was going on between those two.
Something outrageous about Matt? What did he do now?
That's just it. Blake thinks that Matt isn't really Matt.
Hey, finally we agree on something. I don't think the Matt that returned home to us is the same person that left here either. I mean, I know he was a teenager then, but he's changed more than just growing up.
No, you're not understanding me, Mac. Blake thinks that this literally isn't Matt.
I don't get it.
Mandy Salick told Blake that Matt was really an imposter named Oscar McBain.
What? Come on.
I'm serious. I told him not to believe a word out of that crazy woman's mouth, but he seriously believes it. Or at least he did at the time.
That's ridiculous. As much as he's changed, I think I'd recognize my own brother's face.
Blake swears he's had plastic surgery. He swore me to secrecy, and I didn't say anything because it all seemed so out there. But if you're thinking they are happy together, you're wrong. It's all an act. This is the only reason Blake went back to him. Or at least that's what he said.
Well, if that's the case, then I think your friend Blake is just as off his rocker as that nut job he's getting his information from.
At Wilson's Diner, Bobby is standing at the counter when Rosalind walks up.
Where is she?
Where's who?
Don't give me that. Where is Stacy? I know she has to be with you.
You still don't know where Stacy is? She's been gone for this whole time?
Yes, and I've talked to every person at Windsor that knew her, and no one has seen her. Which leads me to you.
Look, Mrs. Gamage, I haven't seen Stacy since that day at the rec center.
Swear to me that you are being honest right now.
I swear. Hey, if I knew where she was, I would tell you.
Damn it, then where is she? Really worried about her, Bobby.
I can see that. I'm starting to get a little worried myself. Does she have any other family she might be staying with right now?
I'm afraid not. My little girl is out there somewhere, and God knows what's happened to her.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.